We discussed yesterday about Ramananda Sanmar. That we have finished that Jat Karoshi Jadashnashi, this is slow. But we should go, try to go very deep. Jat Karoshi, whatever you do, what you snasi, taking bath, jujuhosi, what sacrifices, any tapasya, austerity, the fruits will be given to Krishna. Very good. In our life, for bhakti practitioners, whatever they do, they should give it to Krishna, offer it to Krishna. But there is some defect. Mahaprabhu told that it is bahya, it is external. Why? He told, if there is son of any father, and father left so much wealth for his son. He is still alive. And now, by his mercy, son has become the owner of all property. Should he offer anything to him? Understand what is meaning? A son should serve his father. He is not owner now. Father is owner. But mercifully he has told that, now you are owner of my whole property. So if he brings any pant or shirt, does he tell that, father, I am offering you, donating you? He should he say? What he should say? Yes. Already, the all wealth and everything is his father's. So he should not denote him. And if denoting, that what is offense? So you are not the owner of all any property. But we do, some devotees I have seen, even in our line, Mahaprabhu line, they do Govardhan Parikrama. And after finishing Govardhan Parikrama, they offer, donate the fruit of Govardhan Parikrama to Krishna or to Giriraj. Is this correct? Not correct. Or some part it is correct for beginners. They do, I know, but it is wrong. That is why in Srimad Bhagavat it has been written. What written? Iti punasarpita bhakti kevana lakhana kriyet bhagavati adhatan manne dhita mukta. What is the meaning? What is the meaning?
That first, before one is performing the nine processes of bhakti, that iti punsapita Vishnu, that one should offer oneself to Vishnu. But here in this verse, two Vishnus are mentioned. One is Devaka Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Service of Godhead, who is Guru, Gurudev. And the other is Devya Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Worshipable Godhead, Krishna, Vishnu. So iti punsapita Vishnu, first offer oneself to Devaka Bhagavan, to Gurudev. And then, iti punsapita Vishnu, bhakti charanama lakshana. Then one can perform hearing, chanting, remembering the ninefold properties of bhakti. And then Gurudev, he will purify the heart. And then, he is not Bhagavad Bhagavati and her, and then you offer that heart for that devotee to the Divine Kapurari Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj says, Tan Mani Dikam Putamam, that this is the best thing that he has learned.
Iti Punsarpita. Vishnu, he should offer himself, his all senses, body, mind, soul, everything to Krishna. That he told Krishna to Krishna, Guru Bhagavan and Sevak Bhagavan. So first to Sevak Bhagavan, and then visually he will be of Guru and Krishna. His everything is of Guru and Krishna. Nothing to offer now. Now he will serve. By Kirtan he will serve. Nothing to offer its fruit. He will do Kirtanam for Krishna. What? He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanusute De Pranamami Hari Priye. For Krishna, for Radhika, nothing to offer his fruits, because he is not the master of all the fruits. Like a dog, we are of Krishna. We are not the master of fruits of anything. So offer yourself first and all your activities. By that you are serving Kanjuga. And if you are not doing, you are not doer, you are not master of any fruit, everything is of Krishna. So don't be doer. Otherwise you will be cheated. You will have to test the bad activities fruit. So don't do this. Always think that myself, my wife, my children, my wealth, reputation, everything is of Krishna. Like Pandavas, everything was of Krishna. Gopis, all things were. They were only serving. Otherwise they will be guilty. Demons think like opposite. What? Janami dharmam nachame pravitti janam madharmam nachame nivritti. Tvaya rishikesa jatha rishikena jatha nityoktosi tatha karomi. Bhavana jantri aham jantram. Jatha nijyuktosi, tatha karo. Duryodhan. Oh, very clever. He is praying to Krishna. Krishna, I know all kinds of dharma, religious, what to do. But I cannot do. Why not do? It will come. And I know also what is against religion. But I am not doing so. I am always engaged in that. Oh, Krishna, I am like a machine, instrument. And you are what?
Operator.
So what I am doing, good or bad, or you are doing actually. I am not doing anything. So if any bad activities I am doing, it is due to you and this fruit will go to you. No? Nothing to me. Understand what I told? What I told Prabhu?
He's saying that Duryodhana is speaking to Krishna and he's saying that this is body that you're actually the owner. You're the operator and this body is simply in the chain. And whatever good activities,
understanding all?
I am not responsible
for that. You will have to test for various activities. But because you are operator means, you inspire me to do so. So I am not in fault. If any fault you, you are. So all the demons tell like this. They accept Dhritarashtra when Krishna sent Akrur to Dhritarashtra before that war. He went and tried so much to give good suggestion. Then Akrur told so many things. Oh, you are father of Kauravas and Pandavas both. You should support and nourish both. And you should try to give him hope of the kingdom. Don't make any war. Krishna also doesn't want war. Pandavas never. You should be religious. Like your father was. Like Bhisham Pitama. Like others, you should try to follow your ancestors. He told, I know all things. I know. But I cannot follow. This is it. I am so much attached to my sons. I cannot make them equal to Pandavas. I know that I am doing wrong. But I cannot change my view. I will see what is going to do. Going to happen. Then I will see what to do. And he returned. Even Krishna went to Kauravas. And he tried to make peace, but he could not. So, demons like this. So we should not be like demons. We should be like devotees. Then comes Sarvadharmanu Parityajya. You know, this is the words of Krishna. And this is the last conclusion of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna himself telling. What he is telling? Sarvadharmanu Parityajya. Mamekam Saranam Braja. Aham Tvam Sarva Patobha Moksha Isyami Masucha. Oh, you should take my shelter. You should give up dharma. What is dharma? There are two kinds of religions. One constitutional and eternal. And another is worldly varnashram dharma or any dharma. Varnashram dharma and the dharms related to body and sukshma, mind, subtle body. Or so many, not only one, lakhs and lakhs. So many. Here he is not telling for constitutional, eternal dharma. He is telling those dharms who are related to this gross body, material body, and for what is that? Like she is my wife. And I have promised to support and nourish her for my life. Like Indian culture, not in this in these countries. So if I am giving up and taking shelter of Krishna and giving up her and serving Krishna, then what will be? I'll have to suffer. A pop sin will come to me. If I am not serving my father and mother, my sisters and brothers, we should try to support them and help them. If you are not doing and giving up and you are coming in the shelter of Krishna doing nothing, then what will be? Oh, so much sin will come and you will have to test it. Oh, you are supported by your whole samaj, society, by king in this country. No? Air is coming. From where? There is a predominating deity of air. Fire. Oh, so many things. Ether. So they are supporting our all these things. Mother has this body. Mother took in her womb. Father gets so many things. So we are all indebted to them. So if you are giving up all and not doing all these things, then so many sins will come. That is why Krishna is telling, sarva dharma anupatya jamami ekam saranam braja, then sarva papebhyo mukshayishyami. If you are fearing, oh, don't fear. I will burn all the sins you will have not to taste. So here, what is this? Not bhakti, not pure bhakti this. Only it is a door of bhakti. Here anyone fearing from all these things. And Krishna is telling him, oh, don't fear. I will excuse your all faults and sins. He is not telling that I will give you bhakti. I will give you prem. I will give you anything. Oh, you know, bhakti revainang nayati. Bhakti darshayati. Bhakti basa pursa. Bhakti reva pursa. Only bhakti can take to Krishna. Not any other activities. If you are giving up all things, even your sins and everything, but you are not serving Krishna, there is no bhakti. Oh, you cannot be happy. So, Mahaprabhu is telling him, Krishna is telling him, who is telling? Rai Ramadan. Mahaprabhu is telling that, you have bhajya. You have bhajya. So, we should neglect also this and try to go ahead. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharmam, na dharmam, sutakunna nirattam kile karu, braje radha krishna paricharya sati sunu, nandi pati sutatve guru varam, mukunda prasthatve smara paranatya. Na dharmam. Oh, don't do dharma. Even adharma, radha krishna prachuru paricharya. Always sufficient serving of Krishna. Chant to serve Krishna. In remembering what? Serving Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam. All these things. Even if you are brooming in temple, what is this? Brooming for whom? Oh, the priest Krishna. Gopi. You can take an example of gopis. What gopis are doing? They are brooming. They are milking. They are churning. Oh, they are clearing their houses. They are giving their sons on the string and... But how? Always remembering. Govinda damo dharma dhureti, Govinda damo dharma dhureti, Govinda damo dharma dhureti, Govinda damo dharma dhureti. Oh, brooming. But what doing? Oh, their mind is there. Their heart is there. In the lotus feet of Krishna. Remembering also and singing this. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Oh, that turning, yoga. And what turning? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Oh, they are putting their children on the string and, and doing like this. What? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda They don't know where I am. Where is world? Nothing. I'm observed in someone, his son is not sleeping and he wants to sleep. Then they can keep it in his palanko and do Govinda Ramo Dharma Madhaveti. Oh, anyone is going in his car to his business. Oh, he will do like Govinda Ramo Dharma Madhaveti. Govinda Ramo. What are? What is very easy. But we have no taste. Very easy. Anyone ask me, oh, what should I do when you will go away from here and you will go to India? What should I do? Or you should do what? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma. If his husband is coming, you should do this and that. Then she will reply, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. So in all, so you try to follow these things. Eh? And then what Prabhu is telling? Oh, what Krishna told in Gita? In conclusion, it is external. Even he rejected Gita. Even rejected. Because some karma is there, mixture. They have some fear of sin and another sin. This is karma mixture. And then Ramananda was told to, you should progress. Then he told, Gyan Mishra Bhakti Sarva Sadhyasar. Gyan Mishra Bhakti. What is Gyan Mishra Bhakti? Gyan Mishra Bhakti, that he is telling what?
Brahma Bhuta Pasana Mahana Tochati Nakam Siti Samasa Vesu Bhutiti Mad Bhaktim Lavate Param.
Meaning?
Ramananda Rai continues, according to Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, Brahmabhuta, he attains parabhakti, pure devotional service unto me.
Any purpose?
In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that a person who accepts the theory of monism, being always engaged in empiric philosophical discussions about life, becomes joyful and is relieved from all material lamentation and hankering. At that stage, one is equipoised. He sees all living entities as spiritual beings. After attaining this elevated stage, one can attain pure devotional service. The conclusion is that devotional service mixed with ritualistic fruitive activity is that karma mishra bhakti is inferior to spiritual service which is based on empiric philosophical discussion, jnana mishra bhakti.
So here Mahaprabhu is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told, Aita sabachariyar Varnashrama dharma ankinchan hayaloye krishne rasa. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale krishna kare tare atma sam. Can you explain? You should explain. No. Eto sabachariyar varnashrama dharma. Oh, Namin Prabhu? Madhav Maharaj? Yes, sir. Eto sabachariyar.
Eto sabachariyar, varnasam dharma.
Dharma, Akinchan Hariyala Krishna Saran. So, as before, explaining after, before Varnasram Dharma, how we are maintaining life, and Varnasram, for Varna and for Ashram, we have to give up this called ego for Ashram and for Varna. And what we shall do? Atokar Thariyar Varnasram Dharma, Akinchan Hariyala Krishna Saran. We have to surrender completely the lotus feet of Krishna. So how is it possible? We have to surrender ourselves in the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev at first. After that too, bona fide Gurudev will surrender ourselves in the lotus feet of Krishna. How? He came Akinchan. Akinchan means that in general meaning, he has no oil. He is called Akinchan. But here, Akinchan means Krishna is my only oil. And who is related to Krishna? They are only my position, they are my oil. Like Gurudev, Vaishnava, Tulasi, Yamuna, Giriraj, who is related to Krishna, they are mine. So Krishna is my oil, Krishna Bhakta is my oil, Krishna Bhakti is my oil. In this mood I have to surrender Krishna, then in initiation, Bhikkha Kale, Krishna Kale, Atma Samarpan, Sen Kale, Krishna Kale, Kale Atma Sam. So keeping this mood, when we surrender ourselves in the lotus feet of Gurudev, and Krishna, when during initiation, then what that is? What is the result? Ishtakale, Ishtakale, Atma Samarpan. Then we have to surrender ourselves, not by body, not by mind, by soul. Then this body will be Chidanandamoy, that means full of the mood, transcendental. Chidanandamoy means
transcendental,
like transcendental, spiritual. If we surrender ourselves like this way, then his body will be full of transcendental. Then what is the result? Being transcendental, then he will serve the divine couple, lotus feet of divine couple. Just like when Mahaprabhu instructs Ramana Kastrasami, Raja Radha Krishna Seva Manasa Karide. Then he is qualified to serve divine Kapu by mind, that means by soul. How being in God? If not possible, physically being in God, but by the grace of Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, God is enlightened in our heart. And we will always realize that we are in God and we are serving divine Kapu, being in God. Then we can understand. Before coming this move, we may impose this, that we are in Brajah doing this and that. Unless until we surrender completely the lotus feet of Bona as Gurudev, this would not come. When we surrender ourselves completely, then Gurudev offer to it to Krishna, and then it is possible, being in Braj, in Aprakis Braj, whenever we may be, then we shall have divine couple by this way.
So, he is telling like this.
प्रभु कहे यो बाज्य आगे कह आर राय कहे ज्ञान में सा भक्ति साध्य सा
You have done?
प्रभु कहे यो बाज्य
Oh, you have? What do you read? Then same thing.
After hearing this, the Lord as usual rejected it, considering the Jnana Mishra Bhakti to be external. He again asked Ramananda Rai to speak further, and Ramananda Rai replied, pure devotional service without any touch of speculative knowledge, that is called Jnana Shunya Bhakti. This is the essence of perfection.
Here it has been told, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma No Sochati No Kanta Samasarvesh Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Lavate Param Brahma Bhuta. Those who are realizing Brahma. But Brahma is immortal. So much powerful. Everywhere. So those who are realizing, they don't fear for death. Any problem. Always happy. Always happy. if you are attached to worldly things, you cannot be happy. You for so much attached to worldly things, in your last days you will remember and you will be ashamed. If a man is so much attached to his dog, so much attached, always kissing, always kissing, always caressing, always attached, then he must be a dog in his next life. He must be. And the dog will be what?
Master.
And he will make his tool in his master. So don't try to be, you should, God and dog. Just opposite. D-O-G-G-O-D. So try to love God and try to be attached to God.